You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. Called Children of God is the title of this devotion. Here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know Him." That we should be called children of God. Think about this. The wonder and the amazement that we who once were not, we were foreigners to God. We were not citizens and members of the household of God. We had actually no claim on any of the covenant promises of God. We were Gentiles. We were apart from God, lost, without God, undone in this world, without hope. And yet we who were far off have been brought near through the blood of the Lamb. Oh, what a beautiful thought that would be to talk about that right now. But let me just talk to you about what it means that we're called children of God. Here in Romans chapter 9, it says, starting in verse 23, "And that He might make known the riches of His glory on the vessels of mercy, which He had prepared beforehand for glory, even us, whom He called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As He says also in Hosea, 'I will call them my people who were not my people, and her beloved who was not beloved. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, You are not my people, there they shall be called sons of the living God.'" My goodness. Can you see what the scripture says? "That He might make known the riches of His glory on the vessels of mercy, whom He had prepared beforehand for glory." Just that little scripture here in Romans 9:23, meditate on it. I am a vessel of mercy, prepared for glory. Oh, hallelujah. Makes me want to lift my hands in worship and praise the Father for the wonder that He longs to satisfy His great love for us as His children, to satisfy Himself. It pleases God to be merciful to you and me. It pleases God to call us, you and me, His children. We who were not His children, now we are His children. In 1 Corinthians, if I may just go there with you, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, I think it is. Here it is. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. How about we make it 2 Corinthians chapter 6? 1 Corinthians 6 is good too. But listen to this. Verse 18. "And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, 'I will dwell in them, I will walk among them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They shall be my people.' Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what's unclean, and I will receive you." Here it comes, verse 18. "I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty." Wow. To think that we are called children of God. Friends, God has longed for the day that this would become possible through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He spoke right here in chapter 64, verse 8 of Isaiah. he says, so he will make them that is not 64 verse 8. No, it's not the scroll. Of course it's not. I'm in Psalm 64. So I'm thinking, no, I'm not reading it. That's not what I'm supposed to be reading. I'm happy I didn't read it. Don't go look at them. Here it is, Isaiah 64, verse 8. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are potter, and all we are the work of your hands. Oh, what a good thing when you know my Father is God. My Father is God. Just pray that for a moment. My Father is God. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are my Father and that I am your child. Oh, what a wonder, what a wonder. This is how Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, our Father. Jesus said in John chapter 20, I just remember that statement that he made there when he told the women to go tell the disciples. He said in chapter 20, he said, go in verse 17, go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and to your God. Come on, dear friends. Don't ever let it be a question. Don't ever doubt it. Be fully convinced and totally persuaded through the Word, through the Spirit of adoption, and through God's loving presence in you day and night, that He is our Father and that we are His children, and that nothing, nothing can separate us from His great love. It says in Ephesians 1 that we were predestined to be adopted as His sons and daughters. Here, Ephesians chapter 1. Oh, how I love these thoughts. How I pray them all the time. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. It is the good pleasure of the Heavenly Father's will that you and I know that we are His children, that He is our Father, called sons of God. The word sons in that sense is not male. It has to do with the spirit of adoption. In Christ Jesus, we all receive that spirit of adoption, that spirit of sonship of which we cry, Abba Father. If Romans chapter 8, verse 16, I think, talks about this. And there's this statement here in John chapter 10. Listen to this. Verse 14, listen now. I am the good shepherd, and I know and recognize my own, and my own know and recognize me, even as truly as the Father knows me, and I also know the Father. You see, the Spirit of God becomes so absolutely true inside of you that you have this knowing that is more powerful than any of the weaknesses of your flesh, that despite you may weep at times, Lord, do I still have to make these mistakes? Lord, I don't want to make these mistakes in the way I responded there and how I said that, or what I thought there, or how I looked at that. Oh, Lord, I hate these human failings. And still, that spirit of adoption, say, my Father, I don't want this life of the flesh. I hate it. I don't want to know it. All I want to know is this life of sonship in which I'm one with you, Father, that I have your heart and your mind and your thoughts in me. And that, my dear friends, right there, what I'm just describing, is the Holy Spirit in you. It is the spirit of sonship crying, Abba, Papa. Papa, 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 help me, Father. In myself, I am lost in myself. I'm weak in myself. I'm sinful. But in you, I'm holy, acceptable, and well-pleasing through Jesus Christ. Oh, my Father, what a wonder that you have now made me accepted in the Beloved according to the riches of the glory of your grace. Thank you, my loving Father. You find that it's in Ephesians 1, verse 7. And you worship. Jesus said here in John chapter 10, verse 30, he said, I and the Father are one. My Father, verse 32, has enabled me to do many good deeds. Oh, how God wants to enable you. But listen to this, verse 36. Do you say of the one whom the Father consecrated, dedicated, and set apart to himself and sent into the world that I'm blaspheming because I said I'm a son of God? Does that irritate you and offend you that I believe I'm a child of God? Oh, dear friends, it should not be something that we should be startled by. No. We all should have the same spirit of sonship by which we all cry, Abba, Father, to the same Father and the same Lord Jesus by the same Holy Spirit, and that we are family together, that we're joint heirs together, that we live in this harmony of the loving Heavenly Father, and that we share that spirit together. And then I am a brother with and I'm a brother to brothers and sisters of mine that have many different skin colors. Some are very dark of skin color. Some are very brown of skin color. Some yellow, and some have whatever. We are family. How's that possible? We don't know each other after the natural nature. I'm not aware of all the daily goings. But we are family, and we share this wonderful love of the Father, that we are His children. We're all called His children, both male and female. We are all one in Christ Jesus, it says in Galatians 3:26. What a wonder, dear friends. What a joy. I do believe, and I'll close with that thought, that nothing could make you feel part of the church of the Lord Jesus without this. There will always be something about it that you kind of go, man, it's not my cup of tea. Yeah. There's always something. And yet there is a power that is more forceful than any of those contradictions or all those conflicts and all those feelings. And that is the love of the Father, by which we're all joined together into one body as His children. And that we say, yeah, I know those people this, and I know those circumstances that, and I know that this is my home, this is my family, this is where I belong. And that is the work of the loving Heavenly Father to draw us all together to Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have a good day.